Of course, the plot was completely phony. We knew it came from Israel. The Wall Street Journal reported in July that Israel had fed a tip to the U.S. that the Iranians were planning to kill Trump in at this summit. This was after the Khamenei funeral, which I reported on, in which many common Iranians were in the streets calling for retaliation on Trump for killing their dear leader, who they loved, considered a guide. I interviewed Iranian leadership about whether assassination was actually a policy now. And, you know, to a person, they told me, no, our policy is to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed until we receive restitution for this war and justice, and to debasify, to remove U.S. bases from the region. That's our retribution. But we still have to listen to people. Yesterday, Abbas Araghchi, the Iranian foreign minister, declared, we have no plans to kill Trump. He's doing a good enough job of destroying America. And that's the official policy, and that's prudent. But the Israelis have manipulated Trump into believing that Iran has wanted to kill him.